Cloudy and breezy, the low 28, the wind from the southwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour with a gust to around 30 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny, windy and warmer. Look for a high of 38 and a southwest wind from 20 to 25 miles per hour with gust to 35 miles per hour. Sunday night through Tuesday, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s and highs near 40. The extended forecast predicts highs Tuesday and Wednesday in the upper 40s and the low 50s. At noon Central Time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from 20 degrees to the mid-30s. In Illinois, most locations reported mostly cloudy or cloudy skies. In Indiana, many locations reported partly sunny to mostly sunny skies. Rockford, Illinois, reported light snow at the top of the hour, 20 degrees, also 20 at O'Hare. In Bloomington, Normal and Peoria, 22. In Mattoon, 20. Six. At South Bend, 22 degrees, 25 at Lafayette. In Indianapolis, 29, 28 at Terre Haute. Evansville reported 33 degrees. At the top of the hour at Willard Airport, the sky was cloudy. The temperature, 23. The dew point, 12. The relative humidity, 62%. The wind out of the southwest at 13 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 11. And the barometric pressure, 30.05 and falling. And at 12:39, 25 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois, and sky is cloudy.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign. Along with their dinner menu, tapas is served every evening until 2 a.m. Lunch is also served on Friday from 10:30 to 2:30 and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Information on menus and wine and beer lists is at RadioMariaRestaurant.com.
It's 12:39. I'm Celeste Quinn, and Les Schulte is with me in the studio. And been a very busy day around here, Les. We've got a fun drive underway, and we've got breaking news, international news from Egypt.
You know, Celeste, though, I think this is a perfect example of the importance of public radio. And what you get when you listen. You get great local news that we provide for you, but we also bring you the international scene, what's happening around the world, and you get a variety of opinions on what's happening, not just one point of view, but a variety of points of view, so that you can make a decision. You can gather the information that you need to make decisions about important things that are happening in the world, and that's why people listen to public radio. And if you agree that this is an important reason, we need for you to make one more decision and step up and make a phone call at 217-244-9455 and make a pledge of support for public radio and WILL. If you'd rather do that online, that's terrific. You can go to willpledge.org, make a $52 a year contribution to WILL. That's just a dollar a week for all the important information that's right here for you, along with all of the entertainment and interview shows that we have for you that goes along with it. And that's why public radio is an important community resource. And at WILL, we're here for you. And we have a special offer going on right now during this 3 days.
Times are tough and money is tight, especially at this time of the year here in the winter when it's been so cold. We know that. Your gift now, though, to WILL does two really cool things for the community. One, it provides the support WILL needs to bring you the programs you value. Here's the other thing that happens in this drive. When you make a gift to WILL, our returning partner, Common Ground Food Co-op, will donate the cost of 6 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank to help feed the hungry. So you can feel really good about the contribution that you make during this drive because your pledge provides two great services to your community. And the food bank serves many counties in East Central Illinois. Call 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support, and we thank you.
You know, Celeste, we've had over 100 people step up yesterday and make that pledge of support. 59 so far today. Our goal is 300 calls, 300 pledges during this drive. So if we need 40 more pledges today to keep us on track, so that we can wind up tomorrow at that 300 mark. So that's why your call or your online pledge right now is important. If it's easy for you, put it on your credit card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
The news is full of constant changes. We've seen protesters in Egypt force changes in their government. The health care reform bill is being challenged here in Illinois. Solutions to the budget deficit are being debated in Springfield. Next week, Governor Quinn will deliver his State of the State budget message, and we will bring that to you live Wednesday at noon here on WILL. All of the programs you hear are supported by contributions of listeners like you. Call 217-244-9455 now with your pledge, 244-WILL. And your gift will pay dividends.
It does. It pays dividends all year long. Whenever you turn on the radio. It just takes a moment to make that call at 217-244-9455 and make a gift of support for the news service you appreciate on WILL. And the best thing is, you choose the amount,
right,
whether it's $40 or $60 or $1,000 or something in between. You decide what fits in your budget and then call 217-244-9455. You'll be doing your part to keep your source of balanced news and information coming to you each and every day.
And also, we've had a lot of pledges online.
Plenty of pledges online. It's really interesting. About 40% of the pledges so far during this drive have come online, and that's great because then you can make that contribution, make that pledge whenever it's convenient for you. Our online address is willpledge.org, just go there, make that contribution, and set that up however you want to set it up. You're really in control here at WILL because public radio is public radio for you. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
And please do it now because at 1 o'clock we're going to be we'll be silent here in the studio, so to speak. And we'll be with National Public Radio for live coverage of the developments in Egypt today. So get to a telephone now. Our pledge online, 244-9455. The internet address, excuse me, is willpledge.org. And thank you so much for your support. It's Black History Month, and Al Letson, who is the host of NPR's State of the Reunion, recently finished a documentary honoring the life of someone who he calls the most important civil rights figure with very little name recognition. Bayard Rustin was involved in the Freedom Rides. He served as the chief architect of the March on Washington, and toward the end of his life became influential in the gay rights movement. Al Letson was in Champaign this week to talk about Rustin's legacy, and he spoke with Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers.
Bayard Rustin is basically the man that single-handedly changed the course of American history. But he's largely been left out of the history books, mostly because a lot of the times he kind of played in the background, and you know, we tend to like forget about the people that actually make stuff happen. And then secondly, he was gay, and I think that a lot of the narrative of the civil rights struggle, having a gay man who kind of put it all together, I think that comes at odds with the narrative that likes to be presented sometimes.
He was very instrumental in the August 28th, 1963 March on Washington. He was also the last person to speak at that event. Why was he chosen as the chief architect?
Because I think that at the time, nobody had the skills like he did to organize and to get it together. And Bayard was just brilliant in being able to figure out how to mobilize people. And so I think that that is really his legacy, is that he was just such a great organizer, a community organizer, and it was partially his idea. And when it was time to happen, I think that everybody around ultimately agreed that, you know, he was the guy to do it.
What was his relationship like with Dr. King?
You know, I think that their relationship became complex because at first, King was very much his mentee, so to speak. You know, Bayard was his mentor. And then I think that, you know, King began to find his own stride and began to do his own thing. And then also they had a little bit of a falling out. There was a point when they were going to protest the Democratic National Convention, and they were threatened by a Democratic congressman, Adam Clayton Powell, to basically drop the protest, or else Powell would tell the media that King and Byard had a relationship, a physical relationship. And, you know, Byard, I believe, hoped that King would defend him, and King was kind of silent. And, you know, I think that really hurt. And ultimately, their relationship was healed. But I don't know if it was ever 100% the same. But I know that they had a lot of affection for each other. Byard had every right to feel hurt when, you know, basically he taught Martin Luther King the practice of nonviolence. And Martin Luther King would not be Martin Luther King without Byard Rustin.
You know, and he used his clout to champion gay rights. What were his contributions to the gay rights movement?
So, in you know, in the 80s, he started lobbying for gay rights, and he was a part of a bill being passed in New York that basically placed homosexuals on a protected list of people that needed to be protected as far as discrimination and so forth. And when that law was, you know, being challenged, Byard was able to lobby people in lawmakers into keeping that law in effect. And so, you know, he was very effective in working inside government and also working outside of it. I think that every American is a part of Byard's legacy. I think it's really easy to think about the civil rights struggle as a struggle for African Americans, but really it was a struggle for the United States and for everybody. This country would not be what it is today without Byard Rustin, black and white.
Al Letson is the host of NPR's State of the Reunion. He spoke with Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers. To hear Letson's documentary about Byard Rustin, you can visit stateoftheReunion.com.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Swires Land and Management Company, Danville; EAG Company Incorporated, Fairmount; Colonial Pantry, Champaign; and United Council Staff Union of Illinois, Springfield. These business partners join the friends of WILL in making great programs possible. Thank you.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the phonograph, the light bulb, the movie camera, Thomas Alva Edison, born in Milan, Ohio, 1847. It's the birthday of the man who said, "The less conscious one is of being a writer, the better the writing. And though reading is the best school of writing, school